my grandfather was a farm worker, but in the early years he saw the trams coming up from Filton, from Sir George White, and he watched them carry on until the end of Filton then, when Sir George decided to start an aeroplane business. My grandfather, having spent his life in farming, decided he would like a change. He had a family of six, and he thought the money would be better. So he applied in the early years, it must have been about 1911, I suppose, and he was taken on. He was a good man, and very trustworthy, and a good worker. And I think they took to him because they gave him a job, first of all, looking after the gardens and the offices of the old Filton House. He hadn't been there long, and they sent him down to help out at Lark Hill on assembling the aircraft and the Salisbury plane. Meanwhile, during the war, my mother, who was then early 20, got a job also in the works, she called it the varnishing shop, but we usually call it the dope shop, where she was varnishing or doping the wings of the Bristol fighters that were being sent to the front in the First World War. So my mother, that was my grandfather there, and my mother was there. The wings were all made of wood, and they were covered with Irish linen, and then they were doped to make them tight and stretched and varnished on the top, and that was a covering for the wings. She left, when the war was over, she left and got married. But meanwhile, now, early 20s, my grandfather's youngest son, my uncle, went into the carpenter's shop, also at Filton. And after apprenticeship, he became very good at making propellers. In the early days, they made propellers by hand for the prototype aircraft, and they were usually just twin-bladed ones. And so that was his job, making propellers. I became 15 and started work in 1937 in the erecting hall. But by now the firm had really got big and spread out, and they just started making the Blenheim ones. So I was on the production line of Blenheim 1 aircraft. And while I was there in the early days, I was sent on an errand around the work somewhere. So I popped into the carpenter's shop to see my uncle. And there he was, finishing off a propeller, which he'd built for the engine test beds. And he was just polishing it up. And it was set up on a rig with knife edges. And so he said, "Come over here, Ken," and he set the propeller horizontal, and he was a smoker, and he got a packet of cigarettes out of his pocket and took out a cigarette card, and he bent it double, and he just placed it in the middle of the blade, which was horizontal, and straight away the blade moved, so it was perfectly positioned and polished. And I was really proud of my uncle for that. The war was about to start. It was prior to the 1939 war, but Rolls-Royce got in touch with Bristol's and on this propeller business, and they decided between them that they would build their own factory making propellers, which they then called Rotol, R-O for Rolls and T-O-L for Bristol. And of course, naturally, my uncle then was selected to go and start the factory, which was just north of Gloucester, the first factory. And during the war, because they wanted to expand, he was sent then up to Preston, where Rotol had opened up a new factory up at Preston. So there's another connection with my family, with the Bristol Aeroplane Company. Meanwhile, I worked on Blenheims, Beauforts and Beaufighters,